This is the Freedom Audio Show with Aaron Chen.
Hey, this is Aaron Chen, and in every single episode of the Freedom Audio Show, I'll be sharing one idea with you that has the potential to make you thousands of dollars in your business and will help you get closer to creating true freedom in your life. So sit back, relax, and let the journey begin. Hey, what's going on? Aaron Chen here. Hope you are doing well. Welcome to episode 202 of the Freedom Audio Show. I wanted to tell you a story today that blew my mind, and I think that this will help you to really understand why it's so important for you to virtualize at least part of your income, or at least learn some skills online so that you can start generating the right income to protect yourself and your family, right? So we're here on lockdown in Kuala Lumpur in Malaysia. And I snuck a haircut, right? Because if you guys haven't seen my stuff, I've got very, very thick hair. You know, I basically have an afro, and it's weird because I'm Chinese and Chinese people don't really have this kind of hair. But anyway, it's 8 weeks into the lockdown, and I hadn't cut my hair 2 weeks before the start of the lockdown. So that's 10 weeks that I haven't cut my hair, right? So it's just getting out of control. So I started calling around and I found a guy who was willing to cut my hair for me. So anyway, I go over to his shop, and he sneaks me into his barber, right? And he's a local dude, and he starts cutting my hair, and we start chatting, and he's a really nice guy. You know, he looks older than me, but I knew he wasn't because I look very young, right? And I found out that he's 1 year younger than me, so he's 37 years old, and he's got this barber business, and because of the lockdowns, he was secretly opening his barber shop every single day, but he was keeping the gate downstairs locked so that he wouldn't get in trouble with the authorities, right? And he would basically sneak in all of his regular customers so that he could still pay the bills and feed his family, right? I think that's commendable. I think that, you know, it's just crazy that what's going on with, you know, our country right now is just, you know, there's just no end in sight, right, of when they're going to open up the market. So I think it's great that he's doing that. Anyway, as I walk into the barber, his wife is the receptionist, and he's got two kids in the back of the barbershop because they live really close by. And so he brings his whole family there to look after them while he's hustling and while he's still trying to work and put food on the table, right? Now, after my haircut, I pay for my bill. And, you know, this barbershop is a slightly cheaper barbershop, and it was basically 15 ringgit to get my haircut. Now, if you do the math on that, right, that's basically $4, if I'm doing my math correctly, roughly about $4 to get my haircut, okay? It was crazy stuff. So I get in the car, and I'm feeling grateful that I finally was able to find someone to cut my hair because it was just getting ridiculous. I couldn't manage it anymore, right? And I was driving back in my car, and I was thinking about how much money this guy actually earns, right? So I started doing the calculations in my head, and I was thinking, okay, so if he earns, you know, I'll do this in ringgit, and I'll calculate it for you in US dollars so you know how much he's really making, right? So it's $15 a haircut. Even if this guy was cutting 4 or 5 customers' hairs every single day, you know, 30 days of the month, he would only earn roughly about 2,000 ringgit. That equates into $500, okay? Now think about that for a second. This guy's got a wife, he's got two kids, he owns the barbershop as a business where he's paying rent, he's got to pay for all his equipment, his lights, his rental for his home, the electricity, the water, literally everything. And so when it's all said and done, I did the calculation, he roughly takes back about maybe 1,005 to 1,400 ringgit. Now, if you do the math on that, that is roughly about $350. And I just thought to myself, holy crap, this guy busts his ass. He started a business, which is great, you know, kudos to him. He's working his ass off. And at the end of the month, he takes home roughly about $350. I make that in less than a day online, okay? And as I was driving on the car, and I'm not telling you this story to show off or anything like that. I'm just telling you this story to give you a contrast of what some people's lives are like, even though they work their butt off to put food on their table for their family. And this guy isn't an employee. He's running his own shop. He's running his own business, right? And yet, after all that hard work and all that entrepreneurship, right, he's still only earning $350 to $400 a month. It is absolutely mind-boggling, right? Now, this guy, if he understood what an online business could do for him, he could easily learn it. His English was perfect, right? We had a great conversation. He was personable. You know, he was 1 year younger than me, right? And it's not difficult for him to learn these skills. It's just that he has no idea that there is an opportunity to make money on the internet, Okay? And so as I'm driving back, I'm thinking, my God, I make this in less than a day, and this poor guy is busting his butt 7-8 hours a day, cutting, you know, 4 or 5 customers' hairs. He's looking after his family. He's got a shop to run. And at the end of the day, he's taking back so little money. He really has nothing much to show for it, right? And so in that moment, I felt so grateful. I felt so grateful that 12 years ago, I decided to go online to try and figure out this whole online game. And yes, it took me a while. It took me 8 years of failure and $100,000 over before I figured out how to turn $1 into $3 and sometimes $4 or $5, right? But I'm so grateful that I did, and I finally figured it out. And now I've been able to share this information with, you know, thousands and thousands of people all over the world and help to change so many lives. So the seed that I want to plant in your head today, okay, is that in life, it's about making the right choices. It's about not only just starting a business, because obviously the only way that you can really create a lot of wealth is by starting a business. The thing is, if you stay in your job, if you stay as an employee, you will always earn a maximum, sort of an invisible ceiling, right? Because you can only earn as much as your salary gives you, pays you every single month. And then usually that salary isn't even that much, and you end up paying a lot of costs, like, you know, your rental, your mortgage, you got to put food on the table, you know, maybe a couple of holidays a year for your family, maybe you have children, you know, maybe you have to look after your spouse, right? So you really don't have that much to save every single month. So the only way to get out of that and break through that is to start a business. But the thing is that this experience with my barber, with my hairdresser that I found during this lockdown, is that it's not just about starting any business. You need to be smart. You need to understand what business to put your time into, sacrifice your time, your investment, and everything into, so that you can make a decent amount of money. Otherwise, it's just not worth it. That's kind of what I, you know, that's what I took away from this, right? And when you execute and when you invest in the right thing, that's how you can start to really build wealth and create freedom and live a really amazing life, right? And so, you know, this poor guy, I mean, he's amazing and everything, and we really got along, but you know, I just feel for him, because it made me realize how lucky I am to have found the internet. And if you're listening to this show, you know, chances are is that you've probably found the internet already. Otherwise, you wouldn't have, you know, you wouldn't be listening to the Freedom Audio Show, right? And that tells me something about you. That tells me that you have the opportunity to change your life, because you understand that information on the internet is very powerful. I mean, the fact that you even are listening to this podcast, a lot of people don't even know how to access a podcast, surprisingly, right? The fact that you're already listening to this show tells me that you know how to use your phone. You've got access to the internet. You've got access to technology, and you have access to life-changing information. So the seed I want to plant in your head today is use it, okay? Use that knowledge, use that skill, do your research, start a business, and start it online. Do not start an offline business. Start an online business, because virtualizing your income is the only way to go. If COVID-19 taught us anything, is that we need a vehicle that allows us to not only scale, leverage, and create automation, but to also reach people across borders without necessarily having to leave our homes, okay? Powerful message today. I hope you guys got a lot from this episode, and I will catch you on the next episode of the Freedom Audio Show. Hey, this is Aaron Chen. I hope you enjoyed this episode of the Freedom Audio Show. If you could do me a favor and rate this episode, it would really help me a lot. Whatever platform you're listening to this on, if you really enjoyed it, I would really appreciate 5 stars. And listen, if you're like, Aaron, I love this stuff, but you know, how do I get started, right? How do I start building an online business? How do I start creating an income from home? Well, you may not know this, but I've got my own program. It's called The Invincible Marketer. And all you need to do is head to theinvinciblemarketer.com. And over there, you're going to get a lot of information about how you can work directly with me and start to generate, you know, real income from home, learn the real skills of learning how to sell digital products if that's something that you want to do. And listen, I appreciate you so much. Thanks for listening to this show, and I'll catch you on the next episode.